Hi, this is Jessica Jacobs, and I am sharing a poem with you via the wonderful Charlotte Litt from a new collection of poems that I am working on that is entirely inspired by the biblical book of Genesis. And this poem, which first appeared in the Mississippi Review, is about when Jacob is fleeing his brother Esau after he stole his birthright. And he's in a panic, and he finally, so exhausted, he lays down in a place that he thinks is just, any other place. And then he has these incredible visions of angels on ladders and, God coming down and speaking with him. And as he wakes up, he realizes that he is in a sacred place, which made me think about how, especially when things are difficult, we can get so caught up in ourselves that we miss the wonder that's right before us. So this is, "And I did not know it." While galaxies surged and flared above, Jacob saw only what needed to be done. He smoothed his bedroll, tidied his sandals, all the small things before sleep. His lamps glow a shield against the unfathomable dark. When he lay back, though, despair slid over him like a stone so heavy it would take three men to shoulder it from the mouth of the well. Yet as smoke spiraled from the candle's wick, patient stars lustered up like a forest of trembling, luminous leaves, like fluorescent reefs in the deepest sea. And the earth tipped, plunging him into sky. Angels scaled the ladder of his spine, his body hollowed a conduit for the divine. Waking, he saw what had been there all along, quartz veining the stone beneath his head, the tear in his bedroll darned by his mother, how his sandals held the press of his soles. He saw the sight holy and said, "God is in this place, and I did not know it." But why the double I, the nervous stutter? In that moment of sight, it was not God, but himself he'd unnoticed, freeing him for an instant from the self's hold. Even our feeble flames are enough to divert us from seeing. So we access God by unknowing the I, taking us back to ourselves fully for the first time, in a place made holy by simply being seen. Thank you.